Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen all around the world, welcome to the Encouraging Word Global Network, ladies and gentlemen, with your host, Kevin Vaughn. God bless you. We hope that you're doing well out there on the planet. It's a great day. It's a great Tuesday. So welcome to the Encouraging Word Global Network. We love you guys, man, out there. Thank you so much for joining us. And we thank God for precious Holy Spirit. We thank God for Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's thank y'all. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise for all he's done for us today. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. And you may want to know, what is the network? Hey, the network is all about you. We just want to encourage you today in the things of God. We don't want to get that twisted with anything else. We want to give God all the glory, all the praise, because he is running everything. He is not surprised by nothing. He's not anxious for nothing. He actually knew everything was going to happen today. I love it. Even before we were born. That's pretty good when you think about it. God is so awesome that he knew the stuff before it was even created by him. He already knew about it. He knew exactly what we'd be doing today. And he knew exactly what we're going to be doing tomorrow. And he knew that he would be part of our life today in Jesus' name. So y'all give God a hand clap of praise if you can. That. Yeah. I love it. Hey, real quick, guys, we're going to get right to it tonight. Our topic tonight is more than a conqueror. Our topic tonight is more than a conqueror. We thank you so much for joining us. Also, a couple of announcements. Guys, we're going to go to the announcements and then some prayer, and then right into the topic tonight real quickly. Hey, first of all, I want to let everybody know, for those who don't have a church home, you need to come on down to Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, for those in the metro Atlanta area. Yeah, under the leadership of Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we're down in Fayetteville, Georgia, and for those who need to know more details about that, call me as soon as possible. Text me, Elder Kevin Vaughn, 404-401-0233, for more information about Kingdom Life Worship Center. The wonderful address is 390 Glen Street, ladies and gentlemen, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214. That's Kingdom Life Worship Center under the leadership of Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, and our services start on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. So come out and join us. For those who do not have a church home, there's thousands of people moving to Atlanta, so come on down. Come on down and visit with us. You'll be glad that you did. Hey, also, too, guys, coming up at the same location, we have the Women's Summer Fellowship coming up. Man, y'all better get excited about these beautiful, talented, brilliant, wise women of the Lord coming up here on August the 19th. Wow. This is hosted by Bishop and Dr. Denise Crenshaw at Kingdom Life Worship Center at the same location. Going to have Dr. Sharon Cole. We got Dr. Shakina Day, Dr. Yolanda Postel. I love it. We got awesome psalmist there, Yolanda Troop Smith, and the beautiful Dr. Jennifer Boyer. She's going to be there along with Bishop and Doc on this wonderful time of giving, sharing, and singing. It's going to be also a vision board party there, powerful for the Women's Summer Fellowship, ladies and gentlemen, coming up, Kingdom Life Worship Center. Give it up for the ladies, ladies and gentlemen. I love it. I love it. Yeah. Ladies are awesome. Hallelujah. Hey, let's get right to it. Also, too, we thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, and they have time. They come on with us. Thank you so much, Bishop Doc, for being with us tonight. We're going to open up the lines for them as soon as possible here. We're not going to stay on with you long today, but I want to make sure they have enough time to impart some wisdom and word to you tonight to bless your wonderful, wonderful soul. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all around the globe there, welcome to the Encouraging Word Global Network. For those joining us, with Elder Kevin Vaughn, God bless you. We love you. Hey, let's get right to it. And we thank God Let's go into a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you so much for all that you are, all that you've done, all that you're doing, Father God. For those listening, you got us home safely, Father God. For those on the road, you're going to get them home safely, Father God. We thank you for a wonderful work day, a business day, Father God, family day, time, Father God. Whatever people were doing today, they're still here, Father God. So we thank you. But also, too, we recognize that people have had accidents, Father God. People have lost loved ones, Father God. So we lift the families up, Father God. We lift up the healing for those who recently had accidents, Father God. We ask that you touch them and heal them faster, Father God, than ever before. And Father God, we thank you for their families, and we are with them in prayer. We're with them in support, Father God. And we just ask for a healing in the land, Father God, a healing in the homes, Father God, healing in our minds and our bodies and souls today. So, Father God, we lift up all those who may have had an accident this week and those who may have lost loved ones, Father God. We know they're grieving and having that time of reflection. And we hope it's all towards you as well, because you're in charge of everything. So we pray for them as well, Father God. We don't minimize their loss in any way, Father God, but we want you to comfort them in a mighty way, Father God, as only you can. Father God, we thank you for our young people who are all going back to school. Bless them, Father God. Keep the hedge of protection around our youth, Father God, around our young people, whether they're our daughters or sons, nieces or nephews, Father God, great-grandkids, great-grandkids and great-grandkids, Father God. We ask you to bless them all, but keep them from all hurt, harm, or danger, Father God. We just cancel the enemy's assignment against them in any way, in Jesus' mighty name. Father God, we thank you for marriages. We thank you for our leadership in those churches, Father God, the true church of the living God. We thank you for our marriages. Thank you for our husbands and wives and daughters and sons, Father God. We just thank you for what they're doing. Thank you for their talents, Father God, that they're moving forward. We ask that you give us wisdom, give us opportunities, ideas, businesses, Father God, opportunities to do things more in Jesus' mighty name. So, Father God, we thank you in advance, and we thank you for precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for God, the Father, and Father God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, the final sacrifice, the final Lamb of God. I love it. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, our topic tonight is more than a conqueror. Do you know you're more than a conqueror, ladies and gentlemen? Do you know that? Those listening around the globe, do you know that you are more than a conqueror? And we're going to explain that to you real quickly. We want you to have the confidence and the excitement and the love that you need to have. But we want you to have the boldness of the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, he has given us not a spirit of fear, ladies and gentlemen, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So that makes you a conqueror right there. Yes, you know, Jesus died for our sins, right? He died and rose again, conquered everything. He conquered everything, ladies and gentlemen. So we got to give God some praise for that. I mean, he conquered everything. Everything is done for us in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So more than a conqueror is our topic tonight for those just joining us around the globe, and also too on our internet services and, of course, your mobile devices. But tonight, everybody gets a degree tonight. Everybody is going to get a degree. And this is your PhD tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm giving you your PhD, and the PhD stands for Peace, Happiness, and Determination. That is your PhD degree tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So we want to give you your PhD. For those who already have one, you got another one tonight. You got your Peace, Happiness, and Determination degree. We call it the PhD of the Holy Ghost. Y'all get excited about that. God is so good. Praise him. You better praise him. Amen. Praise God. Hey, let's get right to the word, because we want to bring Bishop in and Dr. Crenshaw in as soon as possible, because they are busy people, and we thank them for their time tonight as well. Hey, our topic tonight, more than a conqueror. We'll go right to the word, and we're going to bring some scriptures in, ladies and gentlemen, and then we're going to finalize with another motivational area on the victory is yours as well tonight. But tonight, more than a conqueror. You know, we got to really redo our minds today, ladies and gentlemen. We really have to rethink this whole thing. If God said it's for you, it is for you. Some people don't believe it, right? When even God speaks, they think they don't deserve it. And we know we don't deserve it. But if God speaks to you and you deserve it, you deserve it. You know, it's the bottom line right there. We also got to get rid of fear, right? We got to rethink this whole thing. You shouldn't have no fear in God. Don't be afraid of the enemy. Don't be afraid of other enemies. It don't even matter. God said, I will fight your battle. And as you know, ladies and gentlemen, the battle is not ours. The battle is the Lord's. And that's the word of the Lord. So we want to encourage everybody to stick to the word And we ask people to say, just say what the word says. What's the word say about it? You know, when you want to have a question answered, what's the word say about the situation? And then you got to believe it in Jesus' name. So let's go to the scriptures about the more than a conqueror tonight. I love it. In Romans 8:37, it says, "Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." Now that him, for those unbelievers out there, is Jesus Christ, Yeshua, ladies and gentlemen. And all this is backed up by history, is backed up by personal experiences as I've had and so many people on the line have had. I mean, they know that Jesus existed. I wasn't there. I wasn't there at the burial of the resurrection, but I believe and know it happened, ladies and gentlemen. And we got millions of people around the globe that believe the same thing. It's because it's the power of the Holy Ghost, ladies and gentlemen, the power that gives you the understanding and the belief that Jesus is Lord. Amen. You're more than a conqueror. Always believe that. Hey, Romans 8:35-37 says, now this is powerful right here. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Oh, come on now. You got that. Now, some of us think they're going through tribulation, right? Some folks going through some tribulation or distress. Come on now. Distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or pearl or sword. Now, this is deep stuff here, ladies and gentlemen. Very deep. This is Romans 8:35-37. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ, ladies and gentlemen? Nothing can do that, ladies and gentlemen. You don't give any power to an enemy. He can't take over your mind, because if he could, he'd kill us all, put us all in a sane asylum if he could. So he doesn't even have the power to do that. So we give the devil too much credit, I think, sometimes. He really doesn't have any power over us in Jesus' name. So thank God for that. Ephesians 6:10-12 says, "Finally, brethren, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." Ladies and gentlemen, you're more than a conqueror tonight. You're more than a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. That means you can slay enemies left and right, bottom and front, top and bottom, whatever it takes, right? John 15:5 says, this is Jesus speaking, "I am the vine." I love this part. "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing." You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Without him, we can do nothing. We are more than a conqueror tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and forevermore in Jesus' name. Romans 12:1 says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." Amen. This is for all the believers. And we also want to make sure that the unbelievers, if you have any question about what we're going over tonight, just give me a call at 404-410-233. That's 404-410-233. We'd be glad to talk to you about the Lord and be able to get you to our ministry as well for more areas that you may have questions on about receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts." Wow, this is a wonderful scripture here, of course. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end." In fact, our bishop, John Crenshaw, just taught on this last Saturday, ladies and gentlemen, Jeremiah 29:11. We thank Bishop for that. 1 John 5:4 says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world." Now, you all hear that? More than a conqueror, ladies and gentlemen. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Ladies and gentlemen on the planet Earth that's listening to this broadcast or will be, you're more than a conqueror. We thank God for you. Titus 3:5, "Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us." Amen. "By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." Man, y'all better give God some praise right there. It ain't nothing I did, nothing we did. Praise him. Y'all stay encouraged. More than a conqueror tonight. More than a conqueror. Romans 8:11 says, "But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you." And you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? That's the reason right there that we're more than conquerors, because the spirit of God is inside you. And there's nothing can overtake the spirit of the living God. Matter of fact, I just got to give God some praise for that, because really, we got to rethink this thing. Ain't nothing can come against the mighty God. Nothing. I'm still kind of perplexed, too, why Satan or Lucifer is trying to take over the throne of God. Just didn't make, don't make no sense, you know, why he would try to do that. Why, you know, the creator would try to take over the creator job. This don't make no sense. And just amazing. Anyway, I digress a little bit, but I just doesn't make any sense. There's no way you can take over the living God in any capacity, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Jesus. First Corinthians 15 and 57 says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Amen. Everything goes through him, ladies and gentlemen. Everything goes to him more than a conquerors, right? We're more than conquerors, but we got to make sure everything goes through him to make sure you are victorious and a conqueror each and every day. It's nothing that we're doing, nothing that I said, not my intellect. I don't care if you got 500 PhDs. It don't matter. You still got to be saved, and everything still goes through Jesus. And nobody's smarter than him. Nobody's wiser than him. And nobody's more deserving than him to bring us back to the Father, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank Jesus for his final sacrifice, love and mercy that he's done for us tonight. More than a conqueror, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Romans 8, 35 and 39 says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ," right? I read that earlier. "Tribulations, distress, persecution, or famine, nakedness, or peril, or sword." Revelation 6 and 2 says, "And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer." Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, that's in Revelation. That's our Lord and Savior, ladies and gentlemen, coming back for his bride, coming back for his church, in Jesus' name. Hey, Ephesians 4 and 29 says, "Let no corrupt," I want everybody on the planet to hear this one, "let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good, edifying," isn't that powerful, "that it may minister grace to the hearers." As you know today, ladies and gentlemen, people need to know they are a conqueror, but guess what? They're not going to get it with a negative word. They're going to get it with the positive word of the word. So let no corrupt communication proceed out of our mouth, but that which is good, to the use of edifying. Ladies and gentlemen, people need to be edified today, genuinely be edified today by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because only God can heal, right? Only God can conquer. Only God can help their mind. Only God can help their soul. Only God can help their body. Only God can do it, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about him. I think Apostle Paul said, "I must decrease and he must increase," ladies and gentlemen. That sums up the whole word tonight, in Jesus' name. Hey, as I continue, as well on the scriptures tonight, about overcomer, and mostly, and of course, a lot of you already know this already, but for those who don't, the most often used word in the Greek for overcomer comes from the word Nike, which means to carry off the victory. To carry off the victory, that's what overcomer means in the Greek. The Greek term implies battle. Now, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we're in a battle every day, right? Battle for your soul, for your mind, and for your body as well, each and every day. So it's a spiritual battle, ladies and gentlemen. It's not the flesh battle. It's the spiritual battle, the word of God tells us, right? So the Greek term implies battle. Indeed, scriptures teach for believers, the world is a spiritual battlefield. But we as Christians are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Y'all hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Y'all need to get excited about that. You are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Don't stop there, right? You got to go through the rest of the sentence. It says, in Christ Jesus. Luke 10 and 19 says, Jesus said that he has given us the power. Ooh, come on now, to overcome all the power of the enemy. Now, see, you don't hear this one preached too much. Let's give God a hand clap of praise, because I'm going to read this one again. I love it. Hallelujah. More than a conqueror, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Encouraging Word Global Network. I got to read. Y'all look this one up, man. Luke 10 and 19. Jesus said that he has given us the power to overcome all the power of the enemy. Man, we are more than conquerors, ladies and gentlemen. You got to get excited about that. You got to walk in that. You got to speak the word over the situation and keep it moving. Revelations 12 and 11 says, and they overcame him because of the blood Oh, thank you, Jesus, for the blood. Blood of the Lamb. And because of the word of their testimony, and that they did not love their life even when faced with death. Now, that's some deep stuff, ladies and gentlemen. That means you are so in tune, you're so into God that you don't even care about your own life. Again, I must decrease, he must increase. And believe me, you got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, life is for eternal. God set this all up so we could be with him forever and ever. This ain't the final chapter. The final chapter ain't even written yet. And we're supposed to live with Jesus forever and ever. He said, I go prepare a place for you that you can be with him forever and ever. And that should be our goal for yourself, goal for your family, goal for your children. And we want to encourage everybody to teach this word to your children. Please let them know the truth about the word of God, that Jesus is real. And Jesus did come to save their soul, but they need to accept him as their Lord and Savior and understand that the battle's not theirs and that there will be victory each and every day in Jesus Christ. But you got to teach that, right? Our adults, we got to teach that. All our teachers and trainers and apostles and bishops and ministers, we got to teach that to our young people, right? Romans 12 and 21 says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Ladies and gentlemen, we are more than conquerors in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. That's Romans 12 and 29. Hey, finally, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get ready to open up the lines for Dr. Crenshaw and Bishop as well, respectively. But here's our last part of this here. This is one of the quotes here from, actually, this is from Paula White's ministry here. With God, this is with God, ladies and gentlemen, victory is yours. You win. She says, victory over sickness, right? Amen. Victory over suffering. Victory over debt. Victory over hate. Victory over fear. Victory over unforgiveness. Victory over abuse. Victory over sin. Victory over anger. Victory over accidents. Victory over trials, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, because of the blood of the Lamb. Hey, ladies and gentlemen around the globe, this is the Encouraging Word Global Network. Our topic tonight is more than conquerors. Please know that. And if anybody needs these scriptures, I'll be glad to shoot those to you a little later on. But we want, for those believers out there, dive into the word and know that you have victory every time you wake up. You have victory all over again because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. But ladies and gentlemen, y'all put your hands together. I'm going to open up the mic for Dr. Crenshaw, I believe, first. Dr. Crenshaw, love you. How you doing?
Bless you and the kids. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. Thank you so much for that word tonight. Such an encouraging word, certainly, that we need in the hour that we live in, to know that we're more than conquerors. And I just want to encourage those that are listening tonight that the battlefield is really in the mind. We hear Joyce Myers talk about that so much, the battlefield of the mind. And the enemy is after our soulish realm. So if he can get you tied up, wrapped up, and all tangled up in your emotions and in your mind, you won't be able to think clearly. And then most certainly you won't even believe that you are a conqueror. So we have to get a hold of our thinking and know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this present world. Our warfare is not against that which is fleshly. Our warfare is not against our brother or our sister or family members or even the people or individuals we may deal with on our jobs. What we're dealing with is a very serious spiritual matter. I was talking to somebody just today at work and just, sharing from a heart to realize and understand that even when we walk into the workplace and anything that we're challenged with day by day, we've got to be able to see that we're just not walking into a natural world. The things that we're challenged by and things that we have to deal with and destroy the people of God so that we will not believe that we are more than a conqueror. And I love that scripture because we're not just conquerors, but we're more than. But we got to get to the place that if we even have to stand in the mirror and talk to ourselves and repeat the word over and over again, great is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You know, there's a greater power on the inside of us. The Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, he shall raise up a standard against him. You know, we have to believe and know that God's word is true. It cannot fail anywhere that our feet shall trod. And that is so powerful because that speaks the territory. And every step that I take, when I walk into any place or wherever I have to deal with, we've got to realize that the scripture tells everywhere that my feet shall trod, we are to take authority. It's something about the anointing that's upon the life of a believer. When you enter into a place of warfare, you enter into anywhere, amen, something ought to change in that atmosphere because of the anointing of God that's upon your life. We got to believe that. We got to know that. We got to believe and know that no weapon formed against us, it cannot, it shall not, it will not prosper, that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And I love this scripture because it specifically says above all that we can ask or think. So we got to raise our thinking. We got to raise our faith in God. We got to don't meditate. The Bible said meditate on those good reports. Amen. If there be any power, if there be any virtue on the inside of you, the scripture said, think on these things. So we can allow, first of all, to believe in our hearts and in our minds and our spirits that we are more than a conqueror. It will translate into how we react or respond. There should not be anything that will cause us to should I say, respond to the enemy's game or respond to the enemy's tactics. That's a greater on the inside of you. And many times the enemy will come after us to see how we're going to respond. Amen. See how we're going to respond to a situation. But we got to realize and stand and know that greater is he is on the inside of us. We're to never give up. We're to never give in. We got to realize that God allows some things, be able to birth the next level on the inside of us so that the greater will come forth on the inside of us. The scripture tells us in the book of Exodus that the word of the Lord says that he would lead us in unto to the Perizzite, the Amorite, and the Jebusite. And the Bible says, do not bow down, do not do after their works. What does that mean? We're not to respond to that which the enemy sends our way, because God will lead us, challenge to be able to birth what is already rightfully ours. We should not let the enemy to continue to possess what rightfully belongs to us as a child of God. Know that God will call you to face some opposition and some things. Amen. Praise God. But greater is he that's on the inside of you. So be encouraged tonight. Look up and live. And know that God is getting ready to do some great things in your life. Those that's listening to me tonight, you may be challenged by something that you have just faced today. But allow that situation to birth greater on the inside of you. I'll say that again. Allow that situation that you're facing to birth greater on the inside of you, because God allowed it for a reason. We need to ask God, Lord, what do you want me to learn from this situation? What am I to get out of this? Because there's always something the Holy Spirit is trying to teach us so that we can go to the next level, to realize that we have the power and we have the strength, but the greater is on the inside of us, because we are right now, not tomorrow, not next week, wherever you stand today, you are right now more than a conqueror. So, Father, precious, matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, we thank you tonight for those that are listening, that whatever somebody might be going through right now, that they might be challenged with, realize to help them accept for the fact that you allowed it, but something greater is going to be birthed on the inside of them. We thank you for the victory, and we praise you for the victory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, co-pastor of Kingdom Life Worship Center, with her husband, Bishop John Crenshaw. Amen. Thank you so much, Doc. Powerful words, wonderful wisdom. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the lines for Bishop. Bishop, how you doing today, sir? God bless you, sir.
Just fine. Praise God, Ella Kevin. Thank God for the word of God from Dr. Crenshaw and Ella Kevin. And we're going to pray tonight. Father, we thank you for all your goodness and mercy and your grace. And thank you, Lord, for your word, that you watch us over your word to perform it. And so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return to you void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it, God. And we give you praise. And God, we thank you that we are more than a conqueror according to your word, because we cast all our cares upon you, because you careth for us. And Father, we give you glory and all honor. And we thank you right now. We cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and put it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And Father, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Here right now, that we are more than a conqueror. We thank you, God, in the name of Yeshua, God, as you heal, as you deliver, as you set free. And God, we thank you, you give the people of mind, peace of mind, every individual, every person that is struggling, that person that's going through, that person that is weary, God, give them a peace of mind and a confidence in you, O God, the knowing that you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we think or ask, according to the power of God that worketh on the inside of us. And God, we thank you right now. You said your word, one could put 1,000, two put 10,000 to flight, and we decree it, and we decree and declare it is so, it is done. You said your word, whatever we bind in heaven, you would bind it. Whatever we bind in the earth, you will bind it in heaven. And whatever we loose on the earth, you will loose it in heaven. And Father, we decree and declare that your angels is on assignment, God, and as you bless your people everywhere, as you look, continue to bless the cute children as they go to school, as you continue to watch over but protect them, Lord. And God, we cast down every spirit of demonic power in the name of Yeshua. We decree and declare that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, God. And we thank you, Lord, that they will have a safe journey each day from school to school and back home. And, Lord, will you protect their minds, oh God, in the name of Yeshua, God, we glorify you for it. We decree and declare it is done in the name of Yeshua. We thank you. And, Father God, we thank you. As you strengthen families today, you strengthen fathers and mothers and children today in the name of Yeshua. We glorify you for it, and we call it done in today. As you heal those that are sick and afflicted, and those that are wounded, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you're healing them. You're healing the broken heart, and you strengthen that man, that woman that is less fortunate than we are today. Look on them, Lord. You know their situation. You know their circumstances. You know what they need of, in need of tonight. God, we ask you to move on their behalf. Do great and mighty things, God. God, and we thank you right now. We ask you to open doors in the name of Yeshua, God. Make ways, God. And even that individual that's in the hospital, the person that's on the sick bed, God, we thank you. You're raising them up, God. You said you was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our nick of the chest, our peace on them. But with your stripe, we already healed. We call it so, and we call it done. We thank you as we bind together in unity, in love. And, Lord, we call it so tonight, even as you continue to bless people everywhere. That man that may not even know you tonight, that he was surrendering his life to you, that child or that mother may not know you as their Lord and Savior. They will surrender their lives to you. And Father God, we heal them. You wash them. You purify them. And give them the confidence, God, like never before, that no one will let them know that you're with them, God. And you'll never leave them nor forsake them, God. You'll be with them always, even until the end of the world. And God, we thank you as you look on the Marie. Everywhere, God, look on that family, look on that child, look on that mother, look on that husband, look on that cousin, that auntie. Lord, look on them, strengthen their hearts tonight. And Father, we forever give you praise, and all glory shall be thine. Keep us in your care. Keep us meek and humble, walking upright before you, Almighty God. We need your direction each and every moment. Continue to go with the mind stayed on you. And Father God, we glorify you for it, and we call it so, and we thank you for all the blessings that you have blessed us with. We thank you for life, health, and strength, keeping us closing our right mind, having the activity of our limb. We thank you for everything that you've already done and the thing that you're going to do in the future. And we give you glory for it and call it so even now. In Jesus' name, Yeshua, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Bishop John Crenshaw on that powerful prayer for you today. Thank you so much, Bishop Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you. Hallelujah. Woo. More than a conqueror, ladies and gentlemen. You're more than a conqueror. We just want to encourage you to stay in the Word, stay in the church, ladies and gentlemen, where you're being taught, where you're being ministered to, and where you're being edified each and every week, ladies and gentlemen. So we're excited about you. And ladies and gentlemen, for those individuals who need to know more about our ministry, Kingdom Life Worship Center, please give me a call. I'll be glad to share and text you, email, whatever I got to do to get information to you. 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Just text me, says, hey, Elder, give me that information about the church. You know, I'll send it to you ASAP, okay? You'll have it definitely within 24 hours. So love to help you get more information and keep it moving. Hey, remember, ladies and gentlemen, that the word overcomer in the Greek, I love this part. I just didn't really realize it till right now, but to carry off the victory. That means you carry off the victory every time in Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. So that means you already win. Before the battle even starts, really, you actually won the battle before it even starts. It just says to carry off the victory in the battle. That's amazing. So that means you're going to win. You're going to carry it off. You're going to win, and then you're going to carry off the victory and give God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Just give him a hand clap of praise for that. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're so glad that you joined us today. Thank you so much for having time. We like to get on and get off as quick as possible because we know you have a busy day, busy week. People got families and children and everything. Got to keep it moving, right? We want you to also get some rest too as well, right? And eat a little bit, get some rest. So take care. We'll see you next time. This has been the Encouraging Word Global Network with Elder Kevin Vaughn, Bishop John Crenshaw, and Dr. Janice Crenshaw joined us tonight. We thank God for their time tonight as well. Hey, remember, ladies and gentlemen, to always, always outlove, outforgive, and outserve each other. We'll see you next time on the Encouraging Word Global Network. Good night, y'all. Bye-bye.